This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6 subpoenaed six more individuals on Tuesday. Two are Arizona Republicans. The committee subpoenaed Arizona State Representative Mark Finchem and Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward. The panel says they were among those who had knowledge or participated in efforts to send false alternate electors from seven of the states that President Joe Biden rightfully won. The latest subpoenas come more than a month after the committee issued subpoenas to 14 people. 2 weeks ago, Ward and her husband filed a lawsuit against the House committee seeking to block a subpoena of their phone records. Both were presidential electors who would have voted for Trump in the Electoral College had he had won Arizona. Both signed a document falsely claiming they were Arizona's true electors despite Democrat Biden's victory in the state. No decisions have been issued in the case. The Pima County Board of Supervisors has narrowly voted against a resolution that would extend the county's current mask mandate for a month. The mandate ends February 28th and requires everyone in the county to wear a face covering indoors when 6 feet of physical distancing isn't possible. Masks will still be required in county buildings. The county's mandate initially began in December after a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases due to the Omicron variant. Acting County Administrator Jan Lesher had recommended an additional month of mask mandates that would have extended the requirement through March 28th. The city of Scottsdale is making water cuts to reduce how much water is coming out of the Colorado River. Cronkite News reporter Luke Vickery explains where the cuts are coming from and who is being most affected.
Scottsdale is one of the first cities to decide it's time to make water cuts. It receives about 70% of its water supply from the Colorado River. Most residents won't feel the impact of the latest cuts at their faucets, but Brian Biesmeyer, the executive director of Scottsdale Water, says the city is asking residents to conserve, especially when it comes to outdoor usage.
Let our residents know that it's a serious situation. We have enough water for our residents, but we really wanted them to understand the serious nature of the Colorado River cutbacks.
The seriousness of a decades-long drought does not just extend to people living in Scottsdale. Residents living outside the city can also be affected depending on what kind of water systems are used on their property.
Couldn't imagine not having water to our home.
For the past decade, Meredith DeAngelis serviced her home with hauled water from Scottsdale.
So I have hauled water out here. So a truck comes, delivers our water, currently getting it from City of Scottsdale, and then they fill our water tank.
But as part of the Tier 1 water shortage stage, the city recently decided they will no longer service water hauling in her area, leaving DeAngelis in need of a quick solution.
This neighborhood is just a glimpse of what's to come for the rest of the state.
Biesmeyer says the city itself is keeping its promise to cut back on its own water usage.
Try to up our own game with a pledge of saving 5% at city facilities as well.
But the city can't do it alone. They're also asking residents to do their part in better managing their personal water usage. One way people can do that is by changing the landscape to xeriscaping, which requires little to no irrigation, something DeAngelis is already doing.
Not watering big yards and grass and thinking what we're doing with golf courses and all of those things, we're going to have to get really creative to conserve water.
Scottsdale may be the first city in Maricopa County to implement a Tier 1 water management plan, but if the drought continues, more cities could face similar cuts. Luke Vickery, Cronkite News.
The city of Scottsdale has only implemented Tier 1 of their drought management plan, but if the Colorado River drops in the next year, like it is projected, the city and residents may be making more cuts. This week, players for the MLB would have reported for spring training in Arizona and Florida. However, that won't happen because of the MLB lockout that began back in December. The league and players' union failed to reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement, delaying spring training indefinitely. Meanwhile, in Mesa, the Cubs' minor leaguers were beginning their training. Minor league players are not a part of the union and therefore are not subject to the lockout. So far, opening day is still set for March 31st. We had help today from Luke Vickery, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.